Search princewinestore.com.au. Bringing Melburnians the greatest wine in the world.
Miles, first of all, thanks for joining us at our 300th last week. You were a big hit.
That's very exciting.
As was your autumnal mixed dozen, March mixed dozen.
Italian mixed dozen.
Italian mixed dozen, yeah, but it went down really well.
Yeah.
Brad Scott is annoyed because you keep promoting that crimson, the Pinot Noir.
I've got to get his details because I got him some crimson.
Oh, well, lucky Brad.
So
if someone can pass me his details, I'll let him know that it's in the store.
He listens every week, Brad.
Well, Miles, stop promoting.
I was very surprised.
Prince, go to Prince Wine Store, Brad.
That's cool.
I'm not, he says he, do you think he really does?
He does. His wife, Penny, is a huge fan, and I think sometimes like couples in the car, you can't escape us.
Yeah, so, he knew things.
Well, and he cooks.
He's been trying to find that crimson. He said, because you keep promoting it, he can't get any. That's funny.
I can get heaps.
It is a very nice Pinot.
It's very good.
But we're talking about autumn whites today, and you were going to tell us what we should be drinking over autumn that is white.
Yeah, well, it's an interesting one. I mean, it's officially autumn, but it's that good old weird Melbourne weather.
Yeah, exactly. 12
degrees in the morning and I ride in winter gear in the morning and then 31. I've got to get shorts. I've got to bring like 3 changes of clothes. Anyway, it's all good. It means that you can drink cool stuff. So yeah, I picked a couple. I thought a couple of whites would be good and sort of, yeah, more autumnal sort of stuff. So a little bit more body, a little bit more weight, a little bit more sort of texture rather than your kind of really zippy sort of Rieslings and things like that. Still a lot of freshness as well. So the first one is Augier Côte de Rhône Blanc. This is a really great Northern Rhone producer, but this is a wine he makes from the Southern Rhone, where it's a bit warmer. It's Grenache Blanc, Roussanne, and it has a little bit of Viognier in it. So it's got this lovely sort of like peach and, you know, yellow sort of tree fruit, kind of stone fruit thing. This lovely like that Viognier gives it this beautiful little sort of hint of kind of like dried apricot. Lovely sort of plush kind of mid palate, but finishes nice and fresh and zippy. So still nice kind of like fresh cut of acidity in there, which is, keeps it all really sort of bouncy and fresh as well. So
what sort of colour, if you had to explain the colour of this particular wine?
Like if I was describing the flavours as colour?
Is it clear? It sounds like it's a deeper, richer Chardonnay colour by the way you're describing it.
Exactly. Think Chardonnay in terms of kind of weight and richness and body. That's more what it looks like. But it comes across a bit differently on the palate, a little bit more of those kind of like orangey sort of fruits on it. So there's kind of warm sort of,
Grenache
peachy
Blanc
tree sort of fruit, so there's nectarine and stuff like that.
And Augier.
Really lovely.
Augier. Sounds fabulous.
Augier is the name of the
Stéphane Augier, So Augier is the producer. He's a bit of a Northern Rhone legend, makes stuff out of Côte Rôti in particular. That's what he's very famous for. But he makes a little red and a little rouge from the Southern Rhone, which are both really fantastic. So
this sounds very expensive. What's the cost?
No, this one's only $34. So
we like that.
It's really nice. And then, of course, with the discount, you
with
get 10%
off. With the M-E-S-S, if you put in the promo code.
M-E-S-S if you have more than 2 bottles.
Yeah, actually, discount.
We had a bit of a yippee moment because I think there was a six-pack of Chris Grigio about an hour after the podcast.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because we can see he puts in the code and we're like, oh, look, there you go. So someone must have gone straight home and ordered. Thank you to whoever that was.
That is that's impressive.
And they say sponsorship of this podcast doesn't work.
We know it does.
And so what's your second choice for our autumn wines?
So a little more premium, but this is Stony Rise, which is, I guess, like a second label from a Tasmanian producer called Holyman, Joe Holyman, bit of a legend around the traps as well. This is a Sauvignon. So the story goes that we bought over some cuttings from Europe of what we thought was Albariño, which is a Spanish grape, and it actually turned out to be Sauvignon, which is this kind of grape from sort of eastern France, sort of bordering on sort of Switzerland there, so from the kind of like from the Alps there. And it's been a bit of a boon because it's actually...
It's a bit of a geographical mix-up. It's a fair distance.
Oh, sorry, towards the east, kind of like you think north, sort of like east and sort of like east of the Rhone, east of the north, like right sort of bordering all the sort of countries there to the east of France sort of thing. but not as high up as say like Alsace or anything like that.
Around Grenoble.
Yeah, well, yeah
exactly.
Alsace is, I had a wine from Alsace yesterday, actually. It was absolutely beautiful. Mm. But anyway, we digress. Back to the Swiss border.
So Sauvignon, and it's a much more sort of textural, sort of savoury grape. And this has this lovely kind of like lemon mandarin pith, this beautiful kind of like saline, almost like sort of kind of a light sort of nutty.
Saline, that's a new one.
Saline kind of nuttiness
to it as well.
When he
says that, I just think of washing my contact lenses.
Saline nuttiness.
No, it tastes better than that. Yeah. Oh, wow. Lovely sort of savoury elements. So where you see it, so the Jura is kind of the region it comes from. Where you see it there, sometimes they partially fill the barrels when they're making the wines, and it oxidizes and it looks very similar to sherry, to like Pinot sherries.
So they've brought these grapes.
So it has some of those elements, but not as nowhere near as full on. Yeah, that's right. And this is a vineyard that Joe had heard about and sort of drove up there, that this person had planted this Sauvignon, and he looked at it and he loved it and he was like, I want to bottle it. So beautiful wine, same sort of thing, kind of medium to sort of full body, but a bit more sort of textural and savoury. So really interesting varietal, but I think perfect sort of autumn wine too, just because it's got a little bit more gravitas.
I have a wonderful mental picture of Joe pulling up his car and walking out into the vineyard and tasting or looking at this grape or whatever you do.
Probably literally what he did.
So where is
the vineyard?
I think it's like West Coast Tassie somewhere.
Yeah, it sounds
so up near Launceston maybe.
And what's the
like
cost
that?
Of that one?
So northwest.
Yep.
That's 44, so a little more expensive, but a really interesting. A lot of those Jura wines are like, you know, 60, 80 bucks. So if you sort of want to branch out a little bit, something a little more interesting.
So it's a vineyard called Stony Rise.
So Holyman is, his brand is Holyman, Joe Holyman. And then he has like a second sort of label called Stony Rise.
Sounds absolutely
beautiful. Yeah, and this
beautiful.
Is under that Stony Rise label.
So if I was
really
going
cool
to,
wine.
It, talking about autumn wines, if I was going to cook Caro and my favourite recipe, a Jeff Slattery recipe, which is quince and pear crumble. Which
we
one
love
of
quince
those?
Quince on the podcast, don't we?
I poached some. I poached some more on Sunday. I've got it down
another,
pat now.
Another friend of the pod. We've done a lot of quince talk over 300 episodes. Which of those two wines would you suggest?
But it's quite sweet, though, isn't it?
It's quite sweet. Well, the quince brings it down a bit, but it's quite sweet if you put ice cream with it.
Yeah. I mean, the sweetness, I've talked about it before, the sweetness will always be a problem with wine because it'll make your wine, sweet food will make your wine taste really raw and it'll lose all the fruit. But if I was going to do anything, I'd probably do the Rhone. I think, you know, given that it's got that apricot in it, it's probably more suitable, but, you know, it would be a stretch because it's a sweeter sort of style dish, so. Even a little bit of sweetness will kind of knock your wines around, so you've got
to
be
careful.
We
might have to do a repeat of the pear and quince crumble, Caro.
We might. Particularly now, quinces are ripening way earlier than they should be, certainly on my tree.
Yeah, there's some cool stuff in the market.
Yeah, I need
something.
Well, I've got this huge bottle of leftover, you know, quince juice, which has got a bit of vanilla bean, a touch of cinnamon, obviously sugar and lemon rind, but it's all strained. What do I do with it? I'm sure there's a cocktail in there somewhere. Mm,
for sure.
Yeah, unless I reduce it and turn it into.
Yeah, I wonder.
Anyway. You could make quince daiquiris.
No. It's more like something you'd add to gin or prosecco, like a cassis or something.
You know, it's probably often
you could pour
like,
it on
even
ice
something
cream.
like bourbon would probably go quite well with that. Like bourbon and sort of apricot and some of those works really well
sort
together.
Of a quince old fashioned.
Yeah. So something like that might work.
Bourbon's getting a good run lately.
I had good bourbon's great.
We've had
I'm not a huge
bourbon
fan.
Discussion
but
lately.
I'm a rye. If I'm sort of drinking that sort of stuff, I like rye over bourbon. But
one more quick tip, something new I discovered when I was up in the northern rivers of New South Wales, a bizarro spritz. And the actual thing is
that's
called
what it's called?
Bizarro. You buy it, it's bottled in New South Wales, and it's a new thing to have with your Prosecco.
What
bizarro.
Is it?
Bizarro. Well, it's like
a pre-mixed
addition.
Yeah,
like a Sousse.
Sugary or?
No.
Lime?
It's paler than Aperol
come
and
on,
not as sweet.
Work on your adjectives like Miles does. Come on.
I
bizarro.
Practice before I come in.
It's beautiful.
Bizarro.
What a great name.
Tangy. Well, you know, we need.
It's like an Aperol spritz, but not as sweet.
And it's made locally? Like it's made in
New South Wales.
Yeah, right.
Check it out, Miles.
Oh, always like check to see new stuff.
Now, Corrie, we'll repeat those. The Ogier Cote du Rhone, Blanc, which is $34 retail, but we get a bit of a discount. And then the Stony Rise with the saline nuttiness.
Of the Sauvignon.
And that is from Tasmania with the grapes from near the French-Swiss border.
Yep.
Correct? And that's $44 and it sounds absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, very cool.
Thanks for joining us, Miles.
My pleasure.
And that was the Cocktail Cabinet. Search princewinestore.com.au for all your favourites and some you might not know about. Next week, we're delving into the Yarra Valley.